From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Bao in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bao is a small banyan tree tween, many-rooted. She has multiple growing trunks. A small family tree diagram rests in her many branches. The diagram shows the major language families of the world. Many trees, each rooted independently. Bao is warm green with cream leaf tufts. She is deeply patient about family resemblance. Her favorite saying, repeated quietly every lesson, is the load-bearing principle of her comparative linguistics craft.
Languages have ancestors. Tree of tongues. Family resemblance.
This is load-bearing. Bao embodies the language family's primitive, the comparative linguistics insight that languages are related to each other through descent from common ancestors. Most novices learn Indo-European-centric framing. Bao corrects. Indo-European is one family among many.
Languages have ancestors. Tree of tongues, family resemblance. I am Bao. The primitive I teach is language families. The move is, each tree is its own complete tree. No tree is superior.
At the LinguaQuest workshop, a young linguist is at the work table. They have been studying the history of English. They have read about Latin and French influence on English. They have started to think that European languages are the main subject of linguistics.
I have been reading about European language history. Is that most of linguistics?
No. European languages are part of one family, the Indo-European family. It is a large family. About 3 billion people speak an Indo-European language. But there are many other families. The Sino-Tibetan family, about 1.4 billion speakers. Mandarin, Tibetan, Burmese, and others. The Afro-Asiatic family, Arabic, Hebrew, Amharic, Hausa. The Niger-Congo family, Swahili, Yoruba, Zulu, and many more. The Austronesian family, Indonesian, Tagalog, Hawaiian, Malagasy. The Dravidian family, Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, and many smaller families. Each one is its own complete tree.
That is a lot of families.
Many. Each one is ancient. Each one has its own structure, its own sounds, its own logic. Linguistics studies all of them as peers. None is more advanced than another. None is more primitive.
Bao unrolls the small family tree diagram in her branches. The diagram shows many trees, side by side, each one rooted independently. Some branches stretch close to others. Some diverge entirely.
This is the family tree diagram. Each tree represents a family. The roots are the ancestor language, often reconstructed by linguists from comparing the descendant languages. The branches are the modern languages descended from the ancestor.
English and Hindi are on the same tree.
Yes, both Indo-European. They share an ancestor, Proto-Indo-European, spoken thousands of years ago. Hindi descended through one branch, English through another. The family resemblance is visible if you look for it. Hindi and English share some basic vocabulary patterns. Two, twins, dwi, Hindi, do, same root.
And Mandarin and Tibetan?
Languages have ancestors. Tree of tongues, family resemblance. Sino-Tibetan family. They share an ancestor, Proto-Sino-Tibetan. The branches diverged long ago. The modern languages are very different, but the family resemblance is there. Sound patterns, word formation rules, old vocabulary roots.
Do all languages have families? Are there any without?
languages have ancestors. Tree of tongues, family resemblance. A few languages are isolates. They have no known relatives. Basque, spoken in northern Spain and southern France, is an isolate. Korean is sometimes considered an isolate, sometimes grouped with other languages. Some isolates exist because their family relatives died out before being recorded. Some may have ancient relatives that linguistics has not yet identified. The work continues.
So the trees are not finished. Linguistics is still mapping them.
Languages have ancestors. Tree of tongues, family resemblance. Still mapping. New connections are found. Old connections are revised. Some families that were thought separate are now thought to be related. Some that were grouped together are now thought to be separate. The trees grow as the evidence grows.
And no family is better.
No family is better. Each family is a complete, complex, fully functional human communication system. Each has its own beauty. Each has its own logic. Each has its own poetry. Indo-European is not more advanced than Sino-Tibetan. Niger-Congo is not more primitive than Afro-Asiatic. Each tree is its own complete tree. Linguistics studies them as peers.
Tree of tongues. Family resemblance. No tree superior.
That is the practice. Languages have ancestors. The trees are many. The roots are reconstructed by careful comparative work. The branches are the modern languages we speak. Each tree is its own complete tree. The linguistics is the study of how the trees grew, how they branched, how they still grow.
Bo rolls the family tree diagram back into her branches. The student returns to their work, but with a new map. The history of English is no longer the main story. The history of English is one branch on one tree. The other trees stretch outward in every direction, each one as ancient, as rich, as worthy of study. The trees grow on. The linguistics continues.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages standards.
Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.